The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So, we're here in the heart of Tipperary with independent TD Matty McGrath. This is Henry's Front Bench. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Henry. To Falter Road.
It's great to be here in this beautiful, beautiful setting. I want to ask you, Matty, what drives you?
Well, what drives me is I have a passion for helping people, working, you know, with people to try and make our little country, our county and our villages and our families in Tipperary better people.
And what are the local issues here in Tipperary?
Same as many places, really. Housing, immigration, indeed agriculture, education and, of course, healthcare.
You left Fianna Fáil in 2011 when the country was kind of on its knees, and you've been an independent ever since. How come?
Well, Fianna Fáil obviously were reckless in their spending and getting into bed with the developers, stopped building houses by local authorities, which we must go back and do. Darragh O'Brien is in the same vein now, just thinks that private developers are going to do everything. It's not happening. God, 15,000 plus homeless, 3,500 those children. Their policies just, I really didn't leave Fianna Fáil. They left me.
And I want to ask you, are you populist?
Everybody can say I'm populist, I don't mind. I say, I do what it says in the tin, and I say what I mean, I say what I want to say, what I feel, and I can represent the people, and I'm answerable to the people, not to a party whip. So that's the problem I had with the party and parties. Party whips have destroyed this country because we've seen sheep to Dáil Éireann, not free thinkers and people who can represent the people.
So you're pro-life, you're also anti same-sex marriage. You're quite a religious person. You've also met the Pope a few times.
Indeed, I have. My wife and I, Margaret, have met the Pope. And actually, I also am pro-life, staunchly pro-life. Why wouldn't I be? The Taoiseach, now Simon Harris, ushered in the most horrific abortion legislation after the people voted. Many of them voted, you know, for a sensible, sane and rare situation. I'm not anti gay marriage. I did campaign against it because with Penny Manning and many others from the gay fraternity, they didn't need it at the time. They had a civil partnership, so I took a stance on that. Matty will always take a stance, won't be slithering all over the road, this side, that side of the wall there. I'm standing under the foot of the Rock of Cashel, and I'm as solid as a rock on issues, and people know that.
Solid as a rock. I want to ask you about, you didn't like lockdown, did you?
I mean, lockdown was totally excessive. The damage it done was unbelievable. I was called into that room in government buildings as leader of the Rural Independent Group on the first week of it. And I was quite shocked when I came out with the projected deaths and horror. But none of it proved to be correct. We totally overreacted. We handed over the running of the country to Tony Houlihan and Neffert. And we're still paying the price. Big business, big industry thrived. All the small businesses were shut down and ruined. And there's still people, constant barrage of fear, are still afraid to leave their houses. To come to visit this wonderful theatre of Brew Barrow on the Rock of Cashel, people still won't leave their homes because they were so frightened by a media that, you know, just fell into place at the behest of the government.
Are you a conspiracy theorist? Some listeners out there say you are.
Well, they can say what they like about Matty. They know where I stand on every issue. I'm nothing further from the truth. I'm a realist. I saw there was dangers with COVID, but when I saw that the excessive nature of the lockdown, just imagine, only in South Korea and Ireland were the churches closed, and you mean supermarkets were open, and we could see some other religions were well able to practice and didn't stop or weren't asked to stop. So it was discriminatory, it was anti-ordinary people, and it made a lot of money for big business.
It's always important that supermarkets remains open.
Supermarkets.
Oh, supermarkets, sorry. Yeah, sorry. And that does bring me on to, I suppose, when we misunderstand each other, because at the Oireachtas Media Committee, I, like lots of people, thought you said, who are you lying to? But you were actually saying, who are you loyal to?
Wasn't it interesting that as lies was in their mind? You know what I mean? I know I have a particular addiction. My Shanmore, my grandmother, never had a word of English. She was a bright Gaelic. My dad was a fluent Irish speaker. I'm not going to go into the CAS School of Communications. I was almost pushed in there by Fianna Fáil to get my different, you know, enunciations and everything else, you know, that and frequent with marbles in my mouth and don't speak the truth. I want to speak the truth, the raw truth, naked truth. I deliver it in my immortal style and I'm going to keep doing that. RT were in there, another charade, but it wasn't interesting. When they kind of were looking at me and shaking their shoulders, is he calling us liars? But how come lies came into their head?
Yeah, it was. I think it was just the way you speak the high bono English.
A bit of both, I'd say, 50-50.
Can you tell me a joke?
A joke? Well, the joke is that RTE got 750 million, 725 million off of Catherine Martin and the government just some months after that. Two investigations that had no power of compelling anybody. People didn't come to them, so... It's a sick joke on the people of Ireland.
I wanted to ask you, tell me something that you've never shared with the electorate. Tell me something new about yourself.
When I was a Bokalogue, my mother, God rest her, a great woman, she died in November 14 years ago, wanted me to be a priest. And of course, I want to be a pope. So nobody knows that.
You want to be the pope?
I did when I was a Bokalogue, when I was a young boy. My mother, in the formative years, was hoping that I might be a priest. She was a staunchly religious woman with six boys, and I was the last one, youngest, so she was hoping I'd be a priest. And I said, no, I wanted to be a bishop and then a pope.
So there's still time for you to become a pope?
Well, my wife always says that I can become a deacon, even though I'm married with eight kids. We're married with eight kids, so you never know.
That's a lot of children that you brought up. It's been a busy time for you.
We have a wonderful family. They're all out canvassing to help me now. We have 11 grandchildren and two on the way, so we're nearly have enough for a bit of a quota ourselves.
Matty McGrath, thank you so much for sitting down for Henry's Front Bench here in Cashel.
Cashel in the Moon, Cashel of the Kings, at the foot of the Rock of Cashel, in the heart of the Golden Vale in Tipperary, to our Fianna Fáil Road.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.